Hashem Tamima, Torah Hashem Tamima.
Hello everyone, and welcome to TTT, 10-Minute Torah Tamima. I'm your host, Chaim Fruchter. Every week, I bring you some insights from a Baruch HaLevi Epstein, who lived in the late 19th and early 20th century, and authored the work that he called Torah Tamima, which could be translated as Complete Torah. He called it that because he collected Gemaras about the Psukim in the Torah and placed them alongside the Psukim so one could get an appreciation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, while learning the Torah Shebiksav, the written law. This week, Parshas Kedoshim, we begin with Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Hey, 19:5. Pasuk says, V'chi sizbechu zevach shlamim la'Hashem, l'rtzonchem tizbachu. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace or shlamim to Hashem, you should offer it l'rtzonchem, which could be translated as acceptable for you or for your needs. On this, the Torah Tamima brings a Gemara from the very end of Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Yod Amud Aleph, 110a. Gemara says, Lo l'rtzoni atem zovchim, elo l'rtzonchem atem zovchim, shenemar l'rtzonchem tizbachu. You're not sacrificing to fulfill my will, but you're sacrificing for your will. As it says in our pasuk, l'rtzonchem tizbachu. On this, the Torah Tamima has a short comment that this statement of the Gemara is one that is meant to apply to all korbanos, that Hashem is basically saying, don't think I need these. I don't. You are doing this for your needs, not mine, in order that you should get atonement for the things that you've done wrong. We now go to Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet, 19:14. Pasuk says, Lo sekaleo cheresh, do not curse the deaf, v'lifnei ver lo siten michshol, and in front of a blind person, don't place a stumbling block, v'yaresa melokecha, ani Hashem, and you should fear your Lord, I am Hashem. On this, Torah Tamima brings a Torah Kohanim, Tani Itikera Midrash, on Vayikra, which Torah Tamima includes in the category of Gemaras on the Psukim. It says, regarding our Pasuk, Mahu Lifnei Iver, what is meant by Lifnei Iver, in front of the blind? Lifnei Suma Bedavar, it means someone who is quote-unquote blind about a certain matter, and he seeks your advice about it. Torah Kohanim says, Al titein lo etza she'eno hogenes lo. Do not give him advice that's improper or misleading. So, we see that the prohibition of lifnei iver, not placing a stumbling block in front of the blind, is interpreted by Chazal to mean giving someone bad or misleading advice. On this, Torah Tamima comments that the Meforshim, the commentators, and he doesn't say just some or name anyone in particular, just as Meforshim commentators, say that the Torah Kohanim here is removing this pasuk from its simple meaning, saying that this pasuk of Livnei Ver prohibits giving bad advice, but does not include literally tripping someone who can't see. And Torah Tamima says the Meforshim say this to differ from the Tzedukim, who do interpret this pasuk literally about tripping someone who is blind. The Tzedukim say, if the pasuk were to include giving bad advice, it would say not lo siten michshol, don't place a stumbling block, but rather lo sasim michshol, which would also mean don't place, but would have a more general sense of giving or placing, as in bad advice. And the Torah Tamima says that he disagrees with these commentators, and he holds that the other extension prohibitions from the pasuk of lifnei iver, such as giving bad advice, and another extension that we'll see shortly, are in addition to the prohibition of literally tripping someone who can't see. He posits, why should we make a difference between someone who is literally blind or someone who is quote-unquote blind to information? And he says, don't worry that the Tzedukim say it's literal and then maybe we shouldn't say that. No, we're not agreeing with them because we're just saying that, according to him, that it's not only literal or literal, but it can have extension meanings as well. And, in the same pasuk, Torah Tamima brings the Gemara from Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph 14a, which concerns another non-literal extension of the prohibition of Lifnei Iver. And this concerns facilitating someone to do a sin. Gemara says, Amar Abaya said, Alifnei Mefakdinan Alifnei dilifnei lo mefakdina, which literally means we are concerned about in front of, but not of in front of in front of. What this means is, in a situation of facilitating someone's sin, if one's facilitation is directly going to cause the sin, that would fall under this prohibition of lifnei iver. But if it's more indirect, one step removed, then it would not fall within this prohibition. That would be called lifnei dilifnei. And Torah Tumimah gives us an example. There's a prohibition against selling something to an idol worshiper, things that are used to celebrate their holidays, on the eve of their holidays. And in brackets, the Torah Tumimah adds here, and quick to point out, that he's referring to ancient idol worshippers. And the reason one is not allowed to sell these things on the eve of their holidays is that you would be facilitating idol worship. But if you know that this particular idol worshipper doesn't need this item for the idol worshipping holiday, then you are allowed to sell it to him, even though it's certainly possible that he would turn it around and sell it to a different idol worshipper who would use it for the holiday. But he says that's okay, because that would be considered lifnei dilifnei, i.e. one step removed from directly facilitating a sin, and lifnei iver would not come into play here. Finally, we go to Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, 19:16. The beginning of this pasuk says, Lo seilech rachil be'amecha, you should not go around as a talebearer in your nation. On this, Torah Tumimah brings the Gemara from Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph 30a. The Gemara there is discussing how the ruling in a court is written down after the conclusion of the case if two of the three judges find the defendant innocent and one finds the defendant guilty. Gemara says, Hayushayim omrim zakai, ve'echad omer chayav. If two of the judges find him innocent, and one says guilty, we kosvim zakai. We just simply write, quote-unquote, innocent. Mishum lo seilech rachil, because of what it says in our pasuk, do not go tail-bearing. Torah Tumimah clarifies that the Gemara is saying, if the court wrote down the dissenting opinion of the one who found him guilty, with its details, it will be specifying things about the defendant that turned that judge's opinion towards a guilty verdict. And we don't want that, because there would be at least an aspect of Lashon Hara, or Rechilus, tail-bearing regarding the defendant there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and found it meaningful. I look forward to getting together with you on the next episode of TTT, 10-Minute Torah Tumimah. Hashem to be more, Torah Hashem to be more.